I really want to get my face tattooed.
Whoa, what?
My 12th NTAs. Did you just gasp?
He's 50. Like, please.
Wait,
8 hours for a chicken?
No!
Is that a special? Delia Smith's 8-hour chicken. Deliver her again tonight, then.
You could have obviously gone and gathered up some different pictures of all the things.
Yeah.
You could have, like... Why? Don't crank your phone over.
You never know. There might be a new sex tape coming up.
The Sunday Roast. Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Can you intro it?
Welcome to the Sunday Roast Reheated, a podcast by Olivia Atwood. These are all the bits that we can't put on the radio, so it is going to be spicier. There'll be a bit of swearing. If you don't like it, then I suggest you don't listen. See, it's all the bits from the Sunday Roast, which we do on a Sunday, obviously, on Kiss from 2 till 5. It's like the extra bits, isn't it, babe?
I just wafted my hand at him to intro it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I feel like when I do the pod with you in the radio show? I feel like I don't have to use my brain at all. Like, I get used to the bits that use the brain, and I'm just, like, here. But I think I look especially brainless today in this glittery pink hoodie. Pete's dressed smart in like black trousers, cardigan.
It's not a cardigan.
It has buttons.
So does a shirt, but that's not a cardigan.
And like Chelsea boots. And I look like, I don't know what I look like.
Yeah, but I'm going out for a drink after this and you look like you've been in Lost and Found. You're dressed like you potentially forgot to wear clothes today and just went to Lost Property and saw what people had left, because that hoodie is utterly vile.
I love this hoodie.
What does it say on it?
Boys lie.
Okay, then.
No notes. This is factually correct.
What, boys lie?
Literally, all you lot do since you wake up in the morning to go bed at night is lie. Anyway, so we've had a busy week.
We have. That's not a lie.
No, we've had a busy week. Top stuff I think I want to talk about, because I haven't... God, Pete, do you know what? I actually think in Ibiza I chipped my elbow. I've never been able to rest on anything ever since.
How do you think you might have done that?
I think it's the first night when I slipped. Well, Mark caught me, but I think my elbow made contact with the table. I
have
my
Are you going to be okay? Are you going to get through the podcast?
No, I'll rest on the other one. I keep hard plugging River Island on here, but it's what it is. Go and buy it, do you know what I mean? It's actually really good. I had the launch party for it.
Yeah.
My guy that does my tattoos came down, give everyone tattoos. So I obviously got the what now? What now?
Where is this from?
So one of my shows, Olivia Meets Her Match, there's just like this clip that went really viral. Like, I'm having a genuine meltdown because it was like leading up to my wedding and people was just it was just horrible. Like, my phone was red hot of how much people rang me, asking me stupid fucking questions every day. Like, people actually ring the bride and go, where can I park? Don't fucking come. Like, in the middle of fucking N25, sideways. That's where you can fucking park.
What do they call it? Bridezilla?
No, the wedding was not my personality. I've got enough personality where I hate to, like, attach myself to an event. But people tried to back me into a corner. I was like a bull. If you corner it, it's going to charge.
Nice.
Before the fucking hen do, I snapped.
Okay.
Proper.
So new tattoo. So this is on your doodle arm.
What now? Yeah, it's just turning into a bit of a fucking mess, but I kind of love it. At the minute, I like it. Let's see where we are in like 5 years.
They're quite fine. You can get them all lasered. I've had quite a bit of lasering.
Where?
I know.
Get your money back.
I'm actually, if you think they're bad now, you should have seen some of the other stuff. I used to tattoo myself.
Oh, God.
I had a range of...
That's a whole therapy. Just try it.
I used to get drunk and I bought a tattoo gun and then used to tattoo things on my leg. I've also let other people tattoo me. That's for another time, I think. I'm getting tattooed this week.
Okay, what are you going to get?
Something specific for something that's coming up.
All right, coded.
I'm also going to get it is what it is.
The phrase, it is what it is.
Yeah, I say it all the time.
It's joyful, isn't it?
To be fair, yeah, I'll just add it to the list of other
horrendous
tattoos.
So me and you have got what now, and you will have it is what it is. Well, we are two optimistic people.
100%, yeah. I mean, most of my tattoos are quite down in the dumps, I think. I might also get fuck it.
Lovely. Where would you like that? Above your ass crack. Where would you get that? Fuck. It's a swear word. You can't be having it anywhere.
Do you know what? I was discussing this with you. I really want to get my face tattooed.
Whoa, what?
Everyone. Yeah, I've wanted to get my face tattooed for years.
Oh, shut
up,
Pete.
You're
joking?
No.
Your face?
Yeah.
Is in your, like, on your head?
What other face would it be? Where else do you think I have a face?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Part of it?
I don't know. I've always wanted to get...
No, stop being silly.
In a couple of years' time, I might do it.
I mean, they'll have to fucking hold it up and...
Yeah, they'll have to fucking iron it out first before they do it. Sorry, it's a little bit creased, this one. Just iron it out. There we go. We've got flat service now. And then get in there. And then, to be honest, I could just hide it in a roll.
Watch
on
that
legs.
Fucking tattoo artist go through like 89 needles all just snapping off onto your face. It's like fucking elephant skin.
Skin like a rhino. Anyway.
Just needles pinging across the room.
I love coming to work on a Sunday. NTAs, big night.
Yeah, huge night.
How was it for you?
I had a fantastic time. It's always an honour to be there. I love the NTAs. I hope to win one day.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Were you longlisted this time?
Yeah. And then I got asked to present the category. I didn't make it into the shortlist. There's nothing like a kick in the dick. Like, well, you didn't make it in. Do you want to give it out instead?
Yeah, you're still part of it. Don't worry.
So, yeah, the factual entertainment category, which they, you know, oh, no way. I wasn't even that category. I didn't make a long list. I was long list of best presenter and reality show.
I've got a feeling next year you're going to win something.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Every year I present an award, so I imagine at some point I'll be presenting one to you.
Yeah, so presented one, which is an honour in itself. So obviously for that reason I didn't drink. Because normally I'd pre-drink. I don't even care how. I'd pre-game the carpet. It's such an honour to be there, but honestly, how you do that job with Sam presenting it, because it's like, it's so jarring, it's so much shouting, it's so much pushing and shoving, it's so busy. Mm. Like, doing it sober was an abrasive experience, one that I don't wish to repeat.
Well, this, I worked it out, is my 12th NTAs. Did you just gasp?
He's 50. Like, please. That was like that Kevin Thing podcast when he goes, oh, I'm 50. He goes, damn.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Yeah, it was my 12th NTAs, but this is the first one I've ever not properly drank at. So I didn't get drunk. I didn't go to an after party. I was basically busy the entire time I was there, because Sam and I did the red carpet. We interviewed you again with a couple of the cast from Bad Boyfriends.
The shy retiring fellas.
One of them dressed in a red fur coat with no top on. Who decided?
They're fun though, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun.
I will not have any slander about my boys.
They were actually really nice fellas.
Thank you.
So yes, did that and then presented an award as well.
Yeah.
With a dog.
And Sam.
Oh yeah, and Sam was there. Which was nice. We actually presented daytime.
This morning!
So, this morning one.
Yeah, I know.
So Sam obviously stayed on stage. Were you not tempted to jump up?
Right, I don't want to go out too crazy with this, but Loose Women was in the category. Obviously, we didn't win. I was sat with Loose. And then when This Morning was called out, I thought, you know what? Like, I might come and get my award, because I've been on there a couple of times, and now they've won. Well, I'm not going to say it's correlated.
It.
I'm not going to say it's correlated, but they didn't win last year, and I wasn't on last year.
I mean, it's a very good point.
I'm just putting out the information that's available to everyone else. If you want to conjoin the two, me hosting for the first time and then winning an NCAA.
Well, funnily enough, the internet has already conjoined the two.
Have they?
No, absolutely not. No one noticed. Don't be so silly. Their night to go up and get Strictly's award.
Of course. And I told you Strictly would win.
Yeah, so we had to go up and get that.
You fucking went up and down. Like, you love it.
Honestly,
it was on the Pete Show.
Got the fucking steps in at the NCAA, didn't I? Which is amazing. Yeah, I was up and down like a yo-yo.
I mean, normally you're up and down.
Yeah.
The after party looking for Minge.
Well, this year, fuck me, the after party was good.
You didn't go?
No, you're right.
Neither
that's probably why it was good.
My publicist had me locked in the dressing room most of the night like a caged animal.
Between the red carpet and then presenting the award, I went in the dressing room and sat there. Sam had finished after we presented the award, so he went up to the box to go, you know, mingle, and he went to the after party and did all that sort of stuff, which is normally what I do.
Oh yeah, you love an after party.
I do. Not anymore though. I'm too old to be at the after parties, I think.
I mean, you said it.
So in between presenting the award and picking up Strictly's, which was right at the end, I was supposed to go and sit on the floor, but I opted out of that. Mm. So I sat in the dressing room, drank on my own.
That's a very you aesthetic though.
Yeah. It's when I'm most at peace. Alone.
She asked me not to drink.
Who did?
My publicist.
Why is that?
They have managed to build a theory that I'm making the wrong decisions at the moment. And I think they were worried that I would get up on that stage drunk and say something terrible.
But you didn't. You were well behaved.
Sober. Raw dog.
Both of us were really well behaved. We went home. But there were some NTA's highlights. Jeremy Clarkson.
The National Television Award goes to Clarkson Spall!
My dad's a long-term fan of Jeremy. So he was like, did you get a selfie? I was like, no, I was a little bit busy giving him his award. His trousers are falling down. He said he's been on the Manjaro. So could he not have got some tailored trousers? I mean, it's like he's not short a few quid, do you know what I mean?
So Clarkson's farm on. Gary Lineker, I think, was the big news of the night, because he...
That's a massive achievement.
He won Ant Dec's award, or whatever he said it was, because they're 23 years they've won it, which is absolutely wild. So he won Best Presenter.
To break their streak, I don't know what to say, really. It was incredible.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either, because... Don't care.
You're not a Match of the Day fan?
No. Well, I'm normally out at that point, Saturday nights, aren't I?
Yeah, fair. Is it on a Saturday?
You should know.
I don't watch Match of the Day, do I?
No, but I imagine it's on in your household.
Oh, I'm well fucking comatose by then. Pete, do you want to know what I'm locked in on this month?
I haven't been able to sleep because I've been so looking forward to it.
Okay, right, we'll hold the phone. It's Jacob Elordi, the actor from Euphoria, who's basically been at Venice Film Festival doing his press trail for Frankenstein. And he's going to be in the new Wuthering Heights with Margot Robbie.
Love Margot Robbie. Listen, now you've got me, because that is something I am locked in on.
He's so good looking.
The big telescope.
He's like 6'6", apparently.
6'6"?
He's taken your height allowance. Yeah. And his own. So when he was in the queue, he was like, Joe, I'm going to take Pete Wicks's.
Yeah, fabulous.
And the girlfriend, Olivia Jade, was at a screening the other day. The ex-girlfriend, she's back on the scene. She's come to get her mum, Olivia Jade. We don't mess around, us Olivia Jades.
Is your middle name Jade?
Yeah. My Instagram handle was Olivia Jade for like 15 years, but thanks.
All right, so Jacob Elordi, explain to me what is so interesting about this.
I think he's fit,
fella.
And there was a lot of perv cam footage of him at Venice slow-mo getting out of cars and like winking at people, and he just looks good.
So do I need to get people to take pictures of me and videos of me winking, getting out of cars?
No, because he's a Hollywood actor, so I feel like people just are.
Right.
I don't think you need to do that necessarily.
Should I give
it a go?
I don't
know if a 4K camera is your friend. No, I'm joking. I don't know. Sorry.
It's been a real tough day.
That's not on 4K, is it?
If it is, give me a fucking balaclava. This has been a tough week. He is a good-looking fella. I'll give you that one.
Have you seen the trailer for Wuthering Heights?
I have, actually. I saw it about 3 hours ago, and all I could concentrate on was Margot Robbie.
Well, I should hope so.
She's not my usual cup of tea, but she's fucking delightful.
Not your usual cup of tea? Yeah, because you couldn't get her.
I
normally go for someone about 5 levels down.
No, 100%.
He's like, do you know what? Hollywood actresses aren't my usual cup of tea.
Aesthetically, wouldn't necessarily be my normal cup of tea, but
are
she's fucking unbelievable. Yeah.
Please, God, just change subject. The Week
Roasted. With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Right, Liv, shall we roast this week's news?
Yes, let's.
The headline this week is Apple reveal impossibly thin iPhone Air alongside the new Apple Watch and AirPods.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I get sucked in for the new iPhone.
You've already ordered it, haven't you?
I'm involved. Yeah, of course. I can't know that someone out there has a better camera than me, but we are all just mugs because I literally got a new phone like 2 months ago.
No one is a bigger mug than you. So on Tuesday, 3 million people watched a PowerPoint presentation from Apple announcing the new products, which is an iPhone Air, the thinnest iPhone ever, which our producer has called the Live iPhone.
It was made in my inspiration.
Which is beautiful. AirPods Pro 3, which have a live translation feature, which would be great because I don't understand what you're saying most of the time. I wonder if they could translate you.
When I'm hungover, I am actually talking a different language. But anyway, the skinny iPhone is obviously made in my likeness. Like, I'm just going to do a little hair tuck behind the ears there.
Yeah, everyone's calling it the Ozempic iPhone.
If we made a phone in your likeness, what would it be like? It'd be like small.
Broken. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't
smash screen.
It wouldn't call anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be absolutely pointless, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
So have you actually ordered the skinny one?
No, I'm going to have the other one, the Pro, because the camera's better.
Because the camera's better.
Yeah.
Yes, because we all need to see more photos of you, don't we? So, this is the Week Roasted, the pod version. There's been a man in Pennsylvania who's been left stunned because his emotional support alligator was banned from a popular supermarket despite receiving VIP treatment at restaurants.
He's surely being facetious. Like, he can't genuinely think that that would be fine.
This is emotional support alligator.
But the two things are not mutually compatible. Like, you can't have a vicious reptile as your emotional support.
There is no like, suggestion that his alligator is vicious.
Like, just inherently they are. Although, actually, I don't know why he's getting so defensive, because you would have an alligator, wouldn't you?
I love an alligator. Is there anything we're going to use in this podcast?
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
People are talking about Drake on the internet this week, and the internet spies basically think that they're dating because they both posted a photo around the same time.
Drake and Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Do you know who those people are?
I'm not that old.
The pop culture, I have to educate you a lot.
You're not talking to your granddad here. Yes, of course I know who Kim Kardashian is.
Okay.
So what do you think of that as a couple?
Well, I think it's fine. I don't love it
you
for her.
You think it's fine?
I think she could do better, but, you know.
Ideally, then, who do you think Kim Kardashian should be with?
Jacob Elordi.
No, I said, who do you think Kim Kardashian should be with, not
Jacob
who should you
Elordi.
Be with?
Jacob Elordi. Imagine how fit they'd be together.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah. You never know. Kim Kardashian has got history. There might be a new sex tape coming up. So we are playing WhatsApp Roulette, and the word is blocked.
So it comes up a lot for me.
That doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Chat. There's just like a row like of messages that says like, am I blocked? Have you blocked me again? I can't believe I'm blocked. Like, yeah, there's loads of examples.
Do you get blocked or are you the blocker?
Both. Like, I've been blocked by my husband quite a lot.
Right, okay.
And I block other people.
You block
but
other
I
people.
I tell you what it is, though. I block other people like for both of our benefits because I just can't leave things alone.
God, you're such a lovely person. It's nice that you do that. I don't have anything for blocked, literally nothing.
If you fell out with someone, you've got so much willpower, you just never message them again. Whereas
yeah, I just never speak
to
people.
It's like a scab that I can't stop picking.
No, I just don't need to either because I find physical threats work enough.
So something that we do a lot on this show, myself and my producer, Lydia, is take the piss out of Pete's Instagram.
To be honest with you, you could take an Instagram off the back of that and just take the piss out of Pete.
Yeah, that's
it's
probably
not, it's not specifically
the question
the
that Lydia asks Pete is like an insult in a question.
Yeah, you know,
but
today,
we were discussing, Pete's Instagram goes like this. He's in a lift. He's taking a selfie. He's in the back of the car. And 2 out of 3 will be in black and white.
Yes.
And if he does a song over a story, he'll put the actual song box on the page.
How'd
no
you
one's
get it
done
off,
that
then?
Since like 2016.
Well,
how
I don't
you,
understand
oh,
these
get it
things.
Off? Oh, darling. You pull it out of frame. It just disappears, but the song
does it not
stays.
Pull the music out then?
No.
What are we all laughing at me for? I don't know.
It will still credit the song in the top. You just don't need the actual like, jukebox. It's like that's a choice that you're making.
So I need to stop doing that. Okay, so are these tips now?
I would stop doing that, yeah.
Well, I just don't understand. If I post on my grid, it's because I've been told to. It's the only time I'll do it.
I feel like we could start for you like a little photo dump.
No, you told me that this week. You told me to do an NTA's slide thing.
Yeah, because
from
you
the
did.
Week.
You could have obviously gone and gathered up some different pictures of all the
I
things.
Could have, yeah, I've
you
got
was on
loads
up
of
the
pictures.
Stage about 6 times, so you could have like. Why? Don't break your phone over. You could have done like a little like. Album and then the swipe.
Yeah, but it's a lot of effort to do that. Like, just whack something up, people know what they're getting.
Yeah.
People don't come to my Instagram for fucking great posts, do they?
What do they come for, Pete?
Mostly it's slag me off, I think. My Instagram has become a forum for hate.
That's such a lie, because the mums love your Instagram.
Basically, I don't understand the fucking, the socials thing. I don't have TikTok and all the other stuff, I only have Instagram.
Yeah.
And I only really use it because it pays for my lifestyle of Guinness. It's a sad existence, isn't it? Everyone's kind of gone silent, feeling quite sad, I think. Lydia's just thinking, what can I insult them about next? Liv switched off and thought she's got a chicken in the oven. Dean can't wait to get home. You're
no,
chuckling.
You're going to think I'm so weird. I put chicken in the oven this morning at like 9 a.m.
Fuck me.
No, it's.
MasterChef won't be calling because she's going to go home and that thing will be dead as a dodo. I mean, it's gone, that. Absolutely fucking gone. It's a fossil.
It's what, come out
what's for
now.
Dinner, darling? Fossil
it's
and chips.
Now.
Did you put the oven on or did you just whack it in? What's happened there?
No, do you know what it was? I am domesticated. I moved out when I was 18. I can cope. One thing I can't do is cook a chicken.
It's been in since 9 o'clock. It's now fucking 5 p.m. It's an 8-hour cooked chicken. What did you put it in alive, waiting for it to die and then it'll burn itself or what?
Wait,
8 hours in a fucking oven
me.
For a chicken?
No!
Is that a special recipe?
It was in for 2.
Delia Smith's 8-hour chicken. You've been gone 8 hours because you had to go Selfridges before we did the radio.
I know, because I had to get my boots because she was threatening me to get
yeah,
them away.
Yeah, fuck the chicken as long as my footwear's good. Oh, well.
Listen.
Deliver her again tonight then.
No. Listen.
We're all listening.
Me and the girls have a chicken on a Sunday. They're expecting it.
Even the dogs won't eat it.
Listen, I had to do it this morning and get it out because Brad was going out and he has to cut it because what I was trying to say is I can't cut a chicken.
You can't
I
cook
well. I cannot. I've tried before and I'm just like, it's just, I'm just massacring it. And I can't get any of the meat off. The dogs are looking at me like, we've promised a chicken dinner. And I'm like, I know. I'm trying the best I can. I'm trying all the knives. Gerated edge, sharp, small. I can't do it.
Darling, I think it's a serrated edge. gyrate and serrate are slightly different. If it was a drated edge, it would just be sort of swinging the stick
like,
about.
I'm going to put it in and you've got to take it out before you go out with your pals and cut it. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, because I want the dogs to have chicken for dinner.
Right.
It was a Duke of Sussex organic chicken from King's
Charles. Oh, they do need 8 hours.
From Waitrose.
Oh, obviously. Well, wonderful.
I'll eat it cold, girl dinner, with this lettuce thing that I keep doing at the minute.
What do you mean, this lettuce thing?
I can't stop eating
lettuce.
Lettuce
in on the story.
What?
Are we done with Liv's cooking for the week?
The chicken's out, I think, I hope. Otherwise, the whole flat will be burnt down.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Like, I get obsessed with things. So at the minute, I keep eating, like, so you get, like, iceberg lettuce, you put olive oil on it, lemon and salt, and just eat it like that. It's unreal. I hyper-focus on everything because I've got something wrong with me. So it's like, I'll eat something every day for 2 weeks until the sight of it makes me sick.
So you basically go through phases of fixation.
Yeah, when I like something, I'll just keep having it, whatever it is, until like, looking at it makes me physically ill. I don't know what you call it.
Weird. I think.
It is coming up to 20 past three, so normally we put a coffee order in about now, and I want to tell you guys at home that Pete Wicks, despite the fact that he's got such a miserable persona...
What are you talking about? I'm a happy bunny.
He puts the fruitiest Starbucks orders in you've ever known. Like, he had a pumpkin spice latte last weekend, girls.
It was
get
lovely.
Those Ugg boots
it was
out
lovely.
And slay queen.
Oh, I love an Ugg boot, you know. This week I had a white chocolate mocha caramel macchiato.
That's just like, that's the tartiest drink. What is wrong with you?
I hate your fringe.
Okay, we've got a new game on the pod. It's called Savage Scale. Each week, we're going to savagely rank 5 different things blind. So we have no idea what's coming next.
So the top is the most savage and the bottom is the least savage.
Cleaning the toilet with your ex's toothbrush and leaving it back on the sink for them to use. I've never done that. I think that's disgusting.
I would put that at number 3.
Could actually make someone really sick from doing that. They could actually die, but I think, yeah.
If it turns out to be fatal, then it's number 1.
You get E. coli.
If it's not fatal, then I'll go for number 3.
So 3.
Ordering a mariachi band to play while your cheating boyfriend moves out of your house. I don't know if it's savage, but it's funny.
4?
Yeah, 4.
Okay, 4. Sliding into the DMs of your ex's best mate who you knew fancied you. I have done that.
I think you're going 5 there. I think that's just...
All right, 5.
Reset all the clocks in the house to be 7 minutes apart, not a full hour, not even 10, just enough to make them doubt time itself. One clock was on 10:02, one was on 9:52, one was on 10:08.
I mean, I don't have a clock in my house, so I think that should have been 5.
Well, you run on live time.
I use, obviously, what everyone does, a phone.
Do you not have an actual clock? Not
an
on the oven
and
stuff?
An actual clock? Well, I mean, yeah, but I'd never look at it.
I would say that's not that savage, that
just
one.
Just double-check it on something else.
Annoyingly, like, we can't put it in at 5 now because we've already put something else in. Sorry. Well, of course it is. What have we got left? 2 and 1. Unfortunately,
so
that's going to have to be 2. Yeah.
That's
not
the
very good at doing things blind.
Ever.
That's why you should always have your eyes open.
You'd actually be, like, upsetting yourself more to waste the time doing that.
Someone said to me the other day, who picks up a blind man's dog shit?
Same person that picks up mine. Left my toxic workplace and literally reported every single person to HR for false claims.
Got 3 sacked. I mean, to be fair, that's quite a good one.
Number 1?
Well, it's the only one left, so it will have to be. But actually, I don't mind that one being at number 1.
Yeah, because someone losing their job.
3 people losing their job, that's fucking terrible. So how'd you go about doing that?
You'd be the first to go, my love.
They would just sack me,
you'd
I think.
Just be bringing something to the surface that you've actually done.
Bringing Kiss into disrepute.
All right.
Anyway, that's it. Make sure you review us. It's been an absolute... blinder. When is this out?
It's out on Monday.
Wonderful.
Well, it is Monday. Today's Monday. We drop an episode every Monday.
Happy Monday.
Give us a review, 5 stars, and say something nice about me and something horrible about me.
Roast me. The harsher, the better.
Ugh, that sounded like a sexual threat.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.